This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. More than 500 years ago, a German monk named Martin Luther struggled with the teachings of the Catholic Church. Luther believed mankind was sinful, God could forgive sins, but did Luther really deserve forgiveness? Could it be earned? Ed Rosser, a pastor raised in the Lutheran tradition of the Missouri Synod, explains how he heard Luther's story.
We learned the fancy word when I was just a little kid, and that is flagellation. He would beat himself with something called a cat of nine tails, and he would rip the skin on his back as he beat himself. He would go through all kinds of fasting because he never felt like he was good enough to really please God.
Luther came to believe self-sacrifice was not the way to salvation. Faith, and faith alone, was the key to salvation in Luther's view. Here's what Rosser and other Lutherans believe.
God will never love you more than he does this second, and that there's nothing that you can do to cause him to love you more. So stop trying.
October 31st marks the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther publicly expressing his views, so controversial at the time that the Catholic Church excommunicated him. Luther inadvertently sparked the Protestant Reformation, Protestants splitting from the Catholic Church. We spoke with several area pastors to find out how they're commemorating this 500-year milestone and what the Reformation means to them today. Paul Buescher is the pastor at Chattanooga's First Lutheran Church, where several congregations gathered for a hymn festival.
We're having a special service here in honor of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, special service of Luther hymns. Luther wrote some 36 hymns, and so we sang some of them tonight. Our choirs did in the congregation and reflected on those hymns about the Word of God.
It was not ever Luther's intent to start a different church body.
Pauline Farrington lives in Knoxville.
I believe the Reformation needed to happen because the reforms needed to take place.
Farrington is an Evangelical Lutheran Church in America pastor, and she used to work at Resurrection Lutheran in Ooltewah. In fact, she was one of the first female Lutheran pastors in the area.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, as it is in Chattanooga, is very much more progressive than some of the other congregations, some of the other church bodies there.
For her, this 500-year milestone isn't a cause for celebration.
We don't celebrate Reformation, we commemorate it, because our hearts are still broken over the splintering of the one church.
God is still speaking.
Reverend Scott Williamson is with Pilgrim Congregational Church in Chattanooga, which has its roots in Lutheranism. For them, the Reformation is ongoing.
So we believe that God's still speaking to us in nature and through interpretation of the Bible, through all kinds of means. But we also believe that God is still reforming, that the Reformation wasn't a one-time event, it's a constant flow. Reformation to me is a constant struggle, if you will, of believers to look at the life of Jesus and see how we can apply it to our own modern society. How can we understand and reform this message and refine it to make it relevant to our society today?
Special thanks to Pastor Jeff Krim at Ascension Lutheran Church for assistance creating this story. And for WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.